No money was taken directly from any of the 3,000 shareholder accounts. The 46-year-old Wiedenhoff was the chief operating officer of Alps until her dismissal in March, as the FBI investigation got underway. She currently resides in Chatsworth, Georgia. James Weilman is the former chief executive officer of Alps. He attended the sentencing at the federal courthouse in Anchorage. He says he watched the proceedings with feelings of justice, closure,
and definitely a sense of sadness. You know, I did have somebody tell me, a long time ago that it's just sad because the judge indicated as well, you know, I think he'd never had a criminal history. And I think for some of us that, you know, worked with her and knew her before, you know, this came to light. It's hard to believe, but, you know, hopefully this, you know, holds her accountable, deters others, you know, that might see a similar opportunity in the future from doing the wrong thing.
U.S. District Court Judge John Sedgwick gave Wiedenhoff 24 months and 5 years of supervised release. Sentencing guidelines for the Class B felony range from 21 to 27 months. Wiedenhoff must also pay restitution of $187,348. Alps Board Chair Jerry Krishner preferred not to go on tape for this story. He says he's satisfied with Judge Sedgwick's decision, though he thinks some people might feel the sentence should have been tougher. He's glad this incident is behind the credit union now. He said, quote, "We're back on the right road and can focus on the future." Alps interim CEO Al Strawn and board member Roy Anderson both attended the proceedings. Wiedenhoff's sentencing concludes a difficult period for the credit union. Although the investigation had not been made public at the end of 2009, the board did not renew James Weilman's contract. Weilman had been at Alps for 10 years and CEO since the death of his predecessor in 2006. His apparent dismissal generated a backlash against the board that forced them to reveal details of the FBI investigation at a meeting in April. Interim CEO Al Strawn told shareholders then that a lack of internal controls at Alps had, quote, opened the door for Wiedenhoff. Weilman has never admitted falling on a sword for Alps, but he is candid about Wiedenhoff's betrayal of trust.
You know, we went through a lot, you know, at that time, and that brought, you know, us closer together, some of the longer-term employees. But it's the cliche. It's always the person you never could imagine it being. And, you know, at the end of the day, we have the law of the land. We have what's right, and those things trump. They trump friendship for me.
James Weilman is now the branch manager of the Mountain View Credit Union 1 in Anchorage. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.